like to learn? Can you tell me how to grow? Or is it unconveyed, like melody or witchcraft?
Dickinson was a maverick woman. I love to write about maverick women. But there are consequences that come with being a maverick woman.
We open up this magic mirror, this poetry by Emily Dickinson, and we see ourselves.
I had a very hard time with Dickinson initially. She felt to me like this sort of, this perfect egg, and I could not access what was inside of the egg.
I'm Catherine Petricelli, your host of Melody or Witchcraft. And I'm a poet and a teacher, and I'm also a former tour guide at the Emily Dickinson Museum in Amherst, Massachusetts. These are conversations that start within the frame of Emily Dickinson and bust out of that frame to talk more broadly about creative influence.
Artists are talking to each other all the time across time and space.
I think I've been inspired for a long time by something Louise Glück said. She says poems do not endure as objects, but as presences.
Did she have an inspiration for it? Absolutely. And back and back and back it goes.
And when I'm able to write a poem in conversation, that's what stands the test of time.
With wars and the upending of society, this poem speaks brilliantly.
Traveling and wanting to extend understanding and learning and friendship. What I bring are the voices of our writers.
What if then and now is just one more binary that doesn't serve us anymore?
Past is such a huge component of my writing life.
Dickinson lives in the work, so she's not dead to me.
It is. It's melody and it's witchcraft, and I love that. I can't wait to hear everybody else's episodes.